a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I broke the fourth wall last night, and you know they say that for TV. Breaking the fourth wall is when they look at you down the camera and they're like, hello you, and you're like, are you speaking to me? Like, yeah. It's kind of like that. Yeah, no, I'd say it's like that. So Jimmy and I got out of the house last night. We don't do anything, right? And we just thought, you know what? I know it's Cozzy Lives, but we're a bit, you know, we've just been at home. Like, we even had our holidays last week, the other week, and we just stayed at home the whole time. We're like, you know what? We need to start getting out more.
Staycation, that's okay.
Did you really? Because we definitely tried to organise catch-ups with sort of mates that were passing through town and that
kind
of thing.
Yeah, but see, we had Jimmy's nieces down and stuff, so we were hanging around this area because they come down from Northcote, you know, so we were
pretty sure
this area.
One of the reasons given was that you guys were going away, but that's fine.
Well, we went for a drive down the Bellarine. Went down to Bells and stuff like that.
You live on the Bellarine. You can't go for a drive down on the Bellarine.
Well, we went down to Queenscliff and then we went down the Surf Coast.
Everywhere you
drive. Tom's trying to trip me up because someone asked us to catch up and I couldn't.
And I did.
And he did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went because I wasn't doing anything.
But clearly you had a busy schedule.
Well, Loggie was away. Loggie went away. She was on the Bellarine.
I was away and I was busy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But you went for dinner last night.
But I went for dinner last night. And so we went out and I was like, great, we're going to get takeaway. And it's like, let's eat in. And we went to a great little Thai restaurant.
Hang on. Didn't you say you went for dinner last night?
Yeah.
But now you got takeaway to eat in.
No.
We were going to get just takeaway. And then we decided to eat in. Yeah.
Don't confuse things, Lingy.
It's not my fault, is it? The way I tell stories, it's his.
It's definitely someone's fault. Anyway, go.
Sat down. Lovely waitress comes over. She's like, g'day. Really nice. And and we hadn't really had a look at any menus or anything yet, but she's like, oh, can I get you some drinks or something? And Jimmy James is like, yeah, I'll have a beer. And just stop there. And I just squinted at him and I was like, any more information you want to give her? And then I just said to her, I said, hey, I know you're a professional, but does that really just piss you right off when people are like, I'll just have a liquid, thanks. Like, more information, please. Got like 10 beers there.
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, yeah. And I said, yeah. And she's like, oh, it's like even when people are like, oh, I'll have a red, thanks. And she's like, yep. See, because I always make a point of saying, I will have your cheapest house red, thank you. Like, I really, you know, nut down to none of us are time wasting. And then he had to sit there and be like, oh, hang on, let me just have a look. And then it's that whole, you know, when the waitress is lovely and standing there, it's not going to walk away. But then I'm just kind of like, see, I would prefer to say, oh, give us a couple of minutes and then they can get on with their life. You know, we're not wasting their time, but it's just like, I'll just peruse the beer menu. Hang on.
But you could almost see what was going through her mind of, I wish this person would hurry the you-know-what up.
Oh, no, because she was so professional and so lovely, but I just really coaxed it out of her. I'm like, tell me. You know when Senator Palpatine in Star Wars is like, feel the anger. Feel the anger. Come to the dark side.
I knew you were going to get that. I was with you, by the way, just so you know.
So if you are going to order a beverage, please think of the waitstaff and specify.
Specificity. There is nothing more romantic than specificity over dinner.
What did he end up getting?
I don't know, some...
You can't not tell us what beer he ended up with.
No one cares except for you what type of beer it was.
Man, I hate this story.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I need your maths brains switched on.
All right.
Both of you, okay?
I'm here.
So Mark Casey, who is a Melbourne Cup winning owner, a former Essendon Footy Club board member and was almost touted to become the next president and a big part of the development of Armstrong Creek and Warralilly, so a pretty high-profile business person, is in the news at the moment. So his son unfortunately passed away about 12 months ago, yeah. I think, in New York. Really sad, but he's suing a wealthy Sorrento-based family on behalf of his son's estate for a loan that the son made to this family. It was to this wealthy couple's son Okay. Follow me here.
No. Right. So son loaning son money.
Yeah, but the parents of the son in Sarin are guaranteed the loan as well.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is according to in the newspapers at the moment. The loan was for $70,000.
Okay.
It hasn't been repaid.
Right.
Now get your maths hats on.
All right.
Mark is suing for $660 million.
Okay. So, well, that's... I mean, I'm no math magician, but that is not the same as $70,000.
No, very good. You did pass grade 3 maths. Well
done. It is a lot more, Lingy.
So the reason that has been given, which I'm still struggling to follow, is so the $70,000 was loaned out in part of it in 2017, part of it in 2018, at interest rates of up to 15% per month.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
And calculate that out, and we get $660 million.
Now, I have not been in this world at all, but I've seen a lot of shows like The Wire, you know, and cop shows and that. Don't loan sharks give better interest rates than 15% a month?
It is funny. That term has been used in the article. I think as a defense, it's like loan sharking type rates.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, well, how much for a hand?
Well,
I'll give it. Cut it off. And
for 660 mil, we're going to need more than the hand.
Yeah.
So essentially, it was going up at 10 grand a month. Is about the 10% of... 15% rather of 70 is just over 10 grand.
Good on you, Tommy.
And how long ago?
Well, that's compounding as well, because obviously, it'll go up more than 10,000 per month.
And then every bit of rent is another
extra
15 on top of that.
God damn, yeah.
So just for the kids out there, don't go borrowing money, but just learn about compounding interest. It adds up in a hurry. There's 660 million. He wants them to transfer their family home in Sorrento over as part of it. Pay your debts, Tommy. All right.
And being a loan shark pays off. That's the other message that I'm hearing.
Yeah. Why are you waving that pool cue in my face? Very menacing.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Just very excited because Beck's in from the newsroom. G'day, mate.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Beck.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you. Do we have a theme today for lyrical
headlines? We do. The Women's World Cup starting next week.
Let's
talk soccer.
Yes, amazing.
Very
I thought
excited.
It might be the things you find in Lara.
The things you get arrested for. You get your reasons to have your house raided in Lara.
No, you can keep up to date with all that on the news, krock.com.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Lara's a little media hub, isn't it? You're there, really? I'm there, Craig Nettings,
there.
Yeah.
So, anyway. You know, those people from Lara, got to watch out for us.
Yes. We will try and get one over on you, don't you worry. I'm going to try and get one over on these two. What you're going to do, Beck, is read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist, but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Oh,
good
nice.
Start already.
Sharp.
On point. All right, I think we're ready to play lyrical headlines for this week. Let's go. Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. The daylight's fading slowly, but time with you is standing still. I'm waiting for you only, the slightest touch, and I feel weak. I cannot lie, from you I cannot hide, and I'm losing the will to try.
Oh.
Can't hide it, can't fight it. So go on, come on, leave me breathless.
Loggy.
Lingy.
It's The Cause, Leave Me Breathless.
Yeah.
I will give that it's Breathless.
Breathless.
Okay. I've put that in. Apparently it's one of Sam Kerr's favourite songs.
Oh.
And we love Sam Kerr. Yes.
Who doesn't love Sam?
Just needed
that
bit.
Side note, I had a dream about me and Sam hooking up once.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I woke up like, all right. New level unlocked.
You're like, going, okay. Worst people you could hook up with.
Yeah, exactly.
She's awesome.
Yeah, I know. She was.
Look at Tommy's face.
Can we move on, please?
Question number two, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. If you love somebody, better tell them why they're here, because they may just run away from you. You'll never know what went well. Then again, it just depends on how long of time is left for you. I've had the highest mountains, I've had the deepest rivers. You can have it all, but not till you move it. Now take it, but don't look down, because I'm on top of the world.
Lucky.
Tom.
Imagine Dragons.
I knew it was, but I was like,
world.
I didn't know which one it was. Damn it.
Dialogue.
You really just dialed into women's soccer, aren't you?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I used to play. Yes.
Mm. Does that shock you?
No.
A little.
Yeah. What's the Imagine Dragons tie-in?
Well, I just thought if you're going to be winning a World Cup, you're going to be on top of the world.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. All right. Can you get that? That makes sense. Very true. All right. Question number three. Let's go for it. I mean, Loggy has taken the win with 2 out of 3, but let's see if you can get a clean sweep, Log.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. The world is full of questions. They fill me with fear. What of our beginnings? Why are we here? Is there a purpose? Is there a God? But one question troubles me far more than this lot. What nationality is Les Murray? Wherefore hails his ancestry? Whom does he call the mother country when he phones home through OTC? Les is more or less. Everyone is searching for
Loggy.
The meaning of life.
John Williamson, meaning of life. No, I have no idea. I'm out.
It was a random one, but you know.
No, I've never heard that song in my life.
It's
sorry.
What Nationality is Les Murray by Tism.
Ah.
That's the second time you've dropped a Tism in here.
Yeah. Well, it's completely. Les Murray was the voice of Australian soccer.
Yeah.
There you go.
And he was Hungarian born, by the way.
There you go.
I just kept expecting every song to be the cup of life.
Yeah, me too.
Ricky Martin.
No, we did that during the Men's World Cup, so.
All right, well, that's a big win for Loggy. Well done, mate.
Well
don't
done,
clap
Loggy.
Yourself.
It's
unbecoming of you.
Us as a team.
Outstanding. Great win by you. We found out a little bit more about you throughout that competition.
Just too much, some would say.
Well, Loggy, if you're still interested... Larry United Football Club, love to have more women playing soccer. So
oh, okay. I did not pick up what you were putting down.
I was actually talking about soccer.
Lyrical Headlines returns next Thursday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We upgraded our backyard yesterday with the help of a hero. What did you want? Wind beneath my wings.
Bette Midler.
No, and you want hero, surely. Mariah.
Yeah, solid.
All right. So
yeah, because you don't want wind whilst you're doing this particular thing. I watch Beaches not
too long.
Bawled my eyes out for like 2 hours. Messaged all my friends. I love you so much. Sorry, what else?
Tom,
do you got?
Just when I think you're as stable as you've ever been.
Oh, you're beautiful, Tom.
What about this one? I can be
your hero, baby. Yeah, that's more his vibe.
Enrique? Mm. Yeah, I've got a bit of Enrique
Tom's
about me.
Didn't need the accent.
No, yeah, wouldn't have rolled the tongue quite so much there, mate.
Enrique?
You will know,
Enrique,
everybody will be
to Anna.
Aware. Oh my God. Can I just tell my goddamn story? I've actually had some more hero suggestions come through. I get people texting me other hero songs that I could rock. So I brought to the table just last week the fact that we were yet to move the trampoline from where we were living at Mum's place. And get it to our place. It's 2.2 kilometres from one side of Petulis Road in Lara to the other. And we had some people call up. We had some suggestions. Mm-hmm. There were even people, sort of listeners, members of the general public that did offer to help.
Yep.
And I felt weird about asking sort of strangers to take time out of their day, so I did not take them up on that. But
you felt weird about asking people to take time out of their day?
Strangers.
Oh.
There were suggestions of just roll it, down the 2.2Ks, carry it yourself because you've been doing a bit of work in the gym.
Put it on top of the car and just hold on. Don't even tie it down.
Yeah, just get two, like four people, like a mattress, you know, you can stick your arm out
just
the window.
Hold it.
The wind was a worry at times in case it got under it like a sail.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. So there was the very windy day on Saturday that we had planned to do it, and unfortunately it was too windy, so we didn't do it. So yesterday we were talking about it, talking during the show. I mean, you had not been here for the first half of this whole story because you were away last week. And so when I brought you up to speed on the situation, you had some suggestions for me as well, all of which had probably already been suggested. But then off air, what did you say to me yesterday morning?
Do you need a hand moving it?
I said yes. I said thank you, Cameron. I said... No, I actually said, oh, no, you don't have to.
I love how he does that because I know him so well. I'm like, oh, Tom, it's so cute. I was like, oh, no, Kat, no, you don't have to. And you're like, no, I will. And then you're like, yes, I will take you
okay,
up on that.
Fine, offer. Yeah, that'd be great.
Now, unfortunately.
Nap time call, Tommy.
Hey, I've got boundaries, Cameron Ling, and my boundaries are I need a nap on the daily. Unfortunately, I could not be of service. Plus, my back, you know. I mean, it's...
You could have done what Tom did. It wouldn't have affected your back at all.
Well, I can see what Tom did because I've got some photos here of what Tom did, and that was nothing.
No, I did do something.
Was it?
We were standing there saying, Loggy. Are you now that I need you? So we did have a little dance party. But no, so Lingy, you had a podcast to record, and then around lunchtime you popped into Lara, popped to my my old place where Mum and Anthony live, and you, Anthony and I loaded up the trailer.
Not we a lot did. Of you happening in these photos.
Well, somebody had to take the photos.
Anthony did a lot of the work, I must admit, but I was there as the muscle, wasn't I?
Just, you were.
Just heave it
you
up
are
there.
Lifting it through the garage on the side too.
Yeah.
Lingy.
Yeah. And Anthony had all the gear, like the strap down, the tie downs and everything like that, all secure.
Lingy is a very take charge kind of guy, which may surprise you as a former AFL captain.
Yeah. I can see here you've turned it on its head on top of the trailer, which has a grate on it.
It's a cage trailer, So we sat it on top of the cage, didn't we?
Yep.
And because I was concerned that the corners of the trailer would poke through the actual trampoline, but because it's only an 8-foot tramp and it was a 6-foot trailer, it actually sat perfectly on the sort of the cushiony bit that goes around the rim.
Can see Anthony and Lingy here tying it down.
Yeah. Someone
it on top
had
of it.
To take the photos.
It's good.
Is there photos of Anthony and I lifting it over the 6-foot fence at Tom's house?
There's,
I see a fence. I see a fence.
We're supposed to be a team here.
Okay, I'm turning on you here. And then was there photos of me running round to inside the 6-foot fence and receiving the trampoline from Anthony?
With me standing right next to you.
Really?
Anthony had to stand.
I can't see any of that.
We had to get the trampoline up on the top of the fence and balance it, and Anthony just had to stand there and hold it while Lingy and I ran around the other side into the yard and then grabbed it and then pulled it over.
Okay, so...
You know on a trampoline, like there's a little ladder, like just a little drop-down ladder that goes on just so you can just step up to it. That's what we gave Tommy to carry.
Oh, bless. Bless your little cotton socks.
You're about to get bludgeoned by a little ladder, my friend.
Lingy, did you get offered anything for your server? Did you give him a drink, a six-pack?
I tell you what, it was fantastic. One, I got a tour of the new house.
Wow, worth
Loved it. Yeah. No, it was. It's brilliant.
How many times have you been to the new place?
Yeah, I know. I have been invited a lot, but unfortunately, I don't leave the place.
Fantastic, Tommy. Love it. Love the house.
Thank you, mate.
And was made a beautiful coffee. Me, Anthony, and Tom sat around, had a coffee afterwards.
You would have hated it.
Bit of Nescafe Blend 43.
No. Pod machine, obviously.
I was offered a cup of tea or a coffee, and it was fantastic. Like, you were napping the whole time, so you can't even open your mouth.
I've missed out. Oh, sorry, fellas. Good to see that it worked out for you, Tom, though. So the kids love it. Are they stoked?
Well, they can't jump on it yet because I haven't put the fence, put the walls around it yet. It's just sort of all sitting in
there. He had one
job. Lingy round two today?
I'm busy.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Saw this video on TikTok, and sometimes you see things and you're like, oh my God, that has blown my mind. And it was one of these for me. I'm a person that has trouble telling left from right. For some reason, left... Left?
For some reason, left is on the left side of your body.
I know, but right feels very left for me. Feels very left. Like it's got the left vibe. My right hand has a left vibe. And then when I think about left, I'm like, oh yeah, that's left. But my right hand has a left vibe. So I don't know why, but I always get really confused. And it happens a lot in the car when Jimmy will be like, hey, turn left. And I'm like, yep. And he's like, yeah. I said left. And I'm like, yeah, I turned left. And he's like, okay, we're going right now. So we'll have to do a U-turn. Yeah. Bless him. He's so patient.
Oh, how so is he still with you?
I ask myself every day, but he's locked in now. He's locked in. Sorry.
I am very triggered by this. And I think it's just like as a perfect example of like how marvelous the human brain is and the way it works and how different they are and what they absorb and what they don't and tendencies and stuff. Because my wife is brilliant, but awful at left and right. So okay. I'll be driving and she'll go, yeah, just, oh, sorry, left up here. And so I'll go left. She'll go, the other left.
Yes, I do that too.
Yeah.
Okay, whether I'm driving or a passenger. Now, apparently it's due to, it's called the left-right discrimination, okay? And it's a complex neurophysiological process.
Mm.
Okay, so there's people like me and like Kalia that find it difficult. I heard this on TikTok, though, that a lot of people, you know how easy up and down is?
Mm.
For me, up and down, the easiest. You all know what up and down is. But if you're like, hey, look up, bang, you, straight away.
Yeah.
If someone said look left, I'd, you know. Up and down is easy for me.
Well, I would hope so. Yeah. Like up's up and down's
I know,
down.
But they are saying that for some people,
What about round and round? How do you go with round and round?
For some people, left and right is as easy as up and down.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And that blew my mind.
For most
people. Because I always
have
to go left. I always second guess.
Okay.
I never second guess up and down. I always second guess left and right.
Yeah, okay.
Do you guys ever?
No. Not once.
So it's as easy as up and down for you both?
Yeah.
Yes.
Left, right.
As
right,
it is
left,
for most people.
Yeah.
Well, okay. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Do you have what I have? Is it hard for you? Has it blown your mind that some people know left and right as they know up and down?
Do you have to think about left and right as opposed to up and down? Like you and Carly are both having to. Like, I get it. I mean, like I said at the top, it always amazes me how the brain works, and you know, some brains absorb different information.
Have you even been taught the like put your left hand up?
That's not
and
practical.
Create the
L. Okay. Yes. And now what happened? Put your palm to your face.
Well,
Lee, what happens?
Don't put your palm to your face.
Right.
How's
becomes
that
left,
idea?
Left becomes right.
Oh, my goodness.
If you confuse left and right, you definitely need to put your palm to your face. Like. 52232955. Do you suffer this left-right affliction?
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
When I was about 8 years old, they changed where left was. Because the right side of my body feels very left.
That was a big decision in 1995. Yeah. Johnny Howard came out and said, look, if we're going to have a GST, we're also going to need to change left and right.
Yeah. I don't know. The right side of my body feels very left. So when I, it's more left, I guess, but left and right, I get them confused all the time. I really have to stop and think about it. And I didn't realise it's an actual phenomenon that happens with people.
Sure.
Mm.
It is.
Well, some people. Again, so my wife, Carly, she is wonderful at almost everything, but left and right is not her strong suit. And quite often I'll be driving, she'll go left up here and then I'll turn left and she'll go, oh, no, the other left. You're supposed to go right.
So. Yeah. So there's two of us.
Nothing more infuriating in the entire world. I didn't think there'd be anyone else. Tanya from Belmont is with us. Tanya, Loggy a little bit crazy or are you on her side?
Oh, absolutely, 100% on her side. I've had issues since I was in primary school with left and right. As soon as I was able to tell the time, I always wore a watch on my left hand, and that was my signal that, yep, that was left. because I've got my watch on my left hand. And strategy. Even in a gym class or a group class,
yeah,
and the put your left leg out or your right leg out, I'm like, hang on, which is left? Oh yeah, that's right.
Isn't it embarrassing when you're in a group class and they're like, okay, turn left,
yeah,
and then you're looking at everyone else and everyone else is facing the wall and you're like, oh God, I've gone the wrong way again.
All right, Danielle's in Lara. Can you turn your radio down, mate? We'll go back to you. Sorry, you were just feeding back there, Danielle, if you can still hear us. So if you could turn your radio down and maybe come off hands-free, that'd be awesome. Kim's in Bell Post Hill. Kim, are you having troubles with the left and right situation?
Always.
Yeah.
And so does my sister. So when we're in the car together and giving directions, it's so funny. We have to do my way and your way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Turn my way, turn your way.
Hey, did it blow your mind, like it did mine, when they said that up and down and left and right is just as easy for some?
Yeah, yep, totally.
Imagine the poor person sitting in the back seat when Kim and her sister are sitting in the front having that conversation. My mind would just explode with
my
frustration.
My way? No, I love that. I'm going to start trying that.
Oh. All right, okay. Who else we got?
We got Millie in Ocean Grove. Millie, left and right, confusing, yeah?
Morning, guys. Yeah, no, totally get it. I'm terrible with left and right. But also, my brother-in-law is even worse than me. My husband convinced him one night to get left and right tattooed on the front of his hand.
Oh.
He'll get it wrong. So I'll send you guys a photo to your Facebook
page. Okay, yep.
So check it out.
I'm amazing. Looking at this photo now. I thought it might be a tiny little L or a tiny R.
No.
No, it takes up the whole back of his head.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. In cursive writing. Wow. And in this photo, he's giving me the double finger up.
Oh, okay. Double bird.
Sorry about
double
that one.
That's all right. So that's sort of like, you get socks that have L and R on them or...
days of the week.
Yeah.
Let's not even go there. That's days of the week. Thursday feels like Saturday, right?
Well.
You notice like a bit of a theme that sort of went through that sort of that bank of callers. I mean, we had Tanya and we had Danielle.
Kim.
Millie. Loggy. Kalia. Something... What seems to be...
What's similar about all of those people?
See, we've got so much other stuff on our mind, you see, that we don't have time because we're juggling every other thing
in
our lives.
Can't process a couple of things at once.
Yeah, juggling things like groceries, what the kids are going to do, presents for Christmas, all these things.
Makeup.
They're in our brain.
Yeah.
In our brain. Jewelry. Running the household. Finding where your bloody hat is.
Squirrel
thinking.
Yeah. No fair.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.